Hello there, this is David, and I'm sitting down at the campsite taking a bit of a break, and it's raining. Earlier this morning it was a 50-50 sort of sky. Half the sky was looking a bit sort of dark and brooding, and the other half was complete blue sky, and it was not sure which way it was going to go. But the rain has come, and so now I'm just hiding from the rain just a little bit. Well, it's Sunday morning, and it was not a bad morning really, doing the sort of things you do on a Sunday morning. And the only thing was is that having a lie-in means that most of your day's gone. Didn't get up till 11 o'clock, and of course once I got up it was only an hour, and I had to then start getting ready for getting to work. So it was one of those days where we had to get and cook something quickly, and I cooked, with the help of my good lady wife, a sweet and sour vegetables. So all the vegetables go in there, and basically a bit of ginger as well. That was rather nice. Get a bit of toasted ginger every now and again when you're eating it. And some bit of pineapple and vegetables, you know, the pack of vegetables, cauliflower and stuff like that. And then a few extra bits and pieces go into there too. And then I make my own sweet and sour sauce. Well, it's my own as much as I've taken it from a recipe, and I've been using it for many years. It's three tablespoons of sugar, or spoonfuls of whatever size you're going to use. So 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of that soy sauce, and then 3 tablespoons of vinegar, and 1 tablespoon of methana? It's corn flour. And then a little drop of the sesame seed oil, and then 1 tablespoonful of the tomato concentrate. And sometimes I go a little bit extra and put a bit of chili sauce or something in there just to jazz it up a little bit. And I did that today, but I didn't put much in there, so I really couldn't taste it very much. And that was it, really. And what's so nice about it is that it's very quick to do. Normally we'd have some rice with it, but today, well, the rice was going to take too long to cook. It was going to take at least 10 minutes in the way that I do it in the microwave. And that was going to take too long, so we left it at having a bit of couscous. So there you go, it was a bit of a marriage between Moroccan cookery and Chinese cookery. Well, Chinese vegetarian cookery, because basically with the sweet and sour, you do a sweet and sour pork, really, wouldn't you? As soon as I'm a vegetarian, I don't put pork in there, I have to do the vegetables, and it's just as good. So that was this morning, and then what else has been going on? Oh yes, something I learned about... something quite amazing, really. I saw this on a documentary, a BBC documentary about the South Pacific, and found out that the South Pacific Islanders, they catch fish using, you'll never believe this, using a kite and a spider's web. So they go off into the jungle, find this particular spider's web, and they sort of wrap it around a stick, and they sort of kind of make this sort of like a twine sort of thing out of it. Not quite sure how they do it. They wrap it around the stick and then pull bits off, and it makes a sort of a thread, as it were. Then they dangle this from a kite, then they sort of float this kite sort of in the wind above the sea, and then have it sort of dip into the water. When it dips into the water, the fish, and the reason they use this spider's web is because the fish have only got small mouths. They can't use a traditional sort of hook or bait on there. So these, it's kind of like a fly fishing sort of thing, really, isn't it? Except with spider's web. So these fish, they sort of pop up to the surface where they see this thing on there. They think it's some sort of food. They grab the spider's web, and the spider's web, very, very strong, and the tangles in the teeth, sharp teeth, and the rough edges of the mouth of the fish. And they grab this, pull this fish out of the water, and within a couple of minutes, it's lying in their boat and ready to be taken back to their beach and be cooked and done whatever they're going to do with it. That's rather nice. So that was rather amazing, I thought. It was well worth mentioning in this audio boo. Now, the other thing I've been doing is following up more on that TV series called Ringer with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Like I may have said before on a previous audio boo podcast, that the story is not too brilliant, and the production value is a bit poor as well. But it's all right, you know. There's a little bit of entertainment, and sometimes I like watching these things, even if it's not great, just to sort of see how the story goes and how they've dealt with it, and what just looking at it from the technical angle as well, and the writer's angle as well. So the writer's not great because, it's a story that's been done to death. Where you got twins, there was that one I was watching that last year. We got twins in it, and one twin was a good twin, and the other was a bad twin, and one was taking the part of the other one, and other people didn't know about it, and then people found out about it, and the same sort of things happen in this one, except that it's Sarah Michelle Gellar that's doing it, and she does a lot of pouting, and it's not a bad story, but it's a bit sort of thin in places, and a bit, some story holes in there. And so you got this one twin, which is called Bridget, and she's a bad girl in the past, and been into drugs and prostitution, and been a bit of a bad girl all round. And then she's trying to get better, and what she's done, she's taken over the life of this other one called Siobhan. And then she's sort of basically sort of doing her best to sort of mend things and so on. But this Siobhan, actually, who she thinks is dead, is actually alive and living the high life in Paris. One minute, this Siobhan is down on her luck and going to be thrown out of the hotel because funds have run dry, because the other girl has taken it because she thinks that the girl, that Siobhan's dead. And then the next minute, she's back in the money again. And she's doing bad deeds still, and she's trying to... in fact, it looks like she's killed off her best friend. And, well, it wasn't a very good best friend anyway, because she was already cheating on the best friend with the husband, so... And now it looks like the... well, we thought that the husband had killed the wife, but then it seemed that they hadn't. So, usual sort of thing with these stories, where you've got lots of twists and changes and stuff happening, just to make it interesting. And now, we don't know who's killed her, but it looks like the Siobhan has had some dealings with it. Maybe the husband is still lying and he did the deed for her, or maybe someone else did it, because already she's tried to send someone else to kill her sister, and he failed. Somehow or other, she managed to get the gun off him and shoot him. Well, that's America for you. They do like to have the guns over there and kill people and shoot and stuff like that. I don't like guns. I think guns are a bit stupid, but there you go. Well, anyway, so that's basically it with the this thing called Ringer. And I'm at the campsite, as I say, at the moment. It's raining. There have been people leaving with their caravans, the ones that have been here for the season. We have to make note of the details of the caravan, make sure no one's running off with someone else's caravan. That's happened a few years ago. There were three caravans that were stolen. The people just came in there with their cars, hooked them up, wandered off, and that was it. The caravan was gone. Don't know if it was people that there were neighbours on the campsite and they took their someone else's caravan, or whether it was someone from outside the campsite and they just wandered in with the car and wandered off. But that was a few years ago anyway, and I don't know how many years ago it was, but I did hear about another campsite in the area, and there was a couple of caravans that got stolen. People wandered in and just nicked the caravans. So it's something we have to watch out for. Not getting much time to spend in the reception today, because it's one of those days where there's not much happening, and when there is anything happening, basically the other guy who's he's a bit useless for everything else, and he's just in the reception and that's what he does. So, and to be quite honest, I don't mind being outside, because it means I can have a wander off like I am now and do something and have a bit of time to myself. If I'm in the reception, it's boring in there. Can't really listen to music much, although he tends to put his football, listening to the radio on the football on the radio quite a bit. So, such is the joys of life. So this is Dave Allen talking to you on the 6th of October in Costa Brava in Playa d'Aro, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye bye now.